Good morning. It's good to see each and every one of you out here to worship God in spirit and truth. Want to welcome all our visitors who've traveled near and far to come out with us and worship God. This morning we're going to talk about a subject that is very important. Jesus himself stressed the importance of listening using our ears. We know that when we come out here to worship the Lord in his house, that there are several items of worship that are explained in the New Testament scriptures by Jesus and that were done by the apostles, and we are shown by their examples of the different items of worship when they came together on the Lord's Day to offer to God. We know that one of the items of worship was singing with grace in our hearts to the Lord, and that they offered prayers. And they partake of the Lord's Supper at his table. But another item of worship that seems to maybe be misunderstood or maybe lost in the understanding is an item of worship that's very important, and that's our listening. Believe it or not, our listening in the assembly, in one assembly, is an item of worship. We worship the Lord when we attentively listen to his word and read his word and try to gather more and more about his wonderful will. Jesus said in Matthew the 7th chapter, verses 24 and 26, the following words: "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand." Jesus came to this earth speaking many great and wonderful things. He spoke of the coming kingdom, and he spoke of eternal life, and he encouraged all men that would listen to him and follow those things that would lead each and every one of them to life everlasting in heaven with the Father. And certainly he stressed the importance of hearing all that he has said and understanding all that he has done. Jesus was always commanding men to hear when he was upon this earth, and he continues to do so in his word today. The Heavenly Father did the same at the start of his son's ministry in Matthew the 17th chapter and verse 5, where he says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." The Apostle Paul also commanded men to hear as well in Acts the 3rd chapter, verse 22, and Acts the 7th chapter in verse 37. So being instructed or commanded to hear the holy word of God has been a constant theme throughout the Bible. In Deuteronomy, briefly, in chapter 28, in the very first verse, Moses said, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on the high above all nations of the earth." This morning, we're looking to speak a little bit about listening. During his earthly ministry, Jesus often concluded a lesson by crying out, "He who hath ears to hear, let him hear." Are you listening? This morning, we're going to talk about a very important item of worship, and that is listening as the words of the Lord are being spoken. But before we do, we have a wonderful opportunity to go to God in a word of prayer. Won't you humble yourselves as the one selected leads us in that word of prayer. At least 16 times the expression, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear," is used in the New Testament scriptures. Our Lord commonly employed and used these words when speaking of some important doctrine or a statement that required one's study and thought to understand and remember it. It was always used at the beginning or end of some warning to his people, a warning of backsliding or a warning of eternal punishment, or with some admonition or encouragement to do good or to live righteously. Let all who have ears hear and believe and act in such a way that they may reap reward and avoid punishment. In other words, let everyone who can hear and understand something that is extremely important. This matter is worthy of earnest attentiveness. If you can hear anything, hear this truth, the Lord says. Through the hearing ear, divine blessing comes to your soul, so it is very important to hear, so your soul shall live. Our Lord and King, who made the ear, has a right to demand its attention to His voice. Some men have no ears to hear truth, but quick ears to hear lies. We should be grateful if the Lord has given us spiritual awareness, for the hearing ear and the seeing eye are from the Lord. When the Lord says, if any man have ears to hear, let him hear, He's basically saying, let every person who feels the need of being taught the things which benefits his soul's welfare, pay attention to what is spoken, and he shall become wise unto salvation. Give heed and seek to understand. Ears are for hearing, so we must use them, especially when the one who's speaking has made the ear. In his several letters to the churches of Asia, Jesus concludes each with a very similar saying, He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. In Revelations 2 and 7, he says that and goes on to say, To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life. In Revelations 2 and 11, he continues to say, He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. In Revelations 2 and 17, he continues with that saying, To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna. And in Revelations 2 and 29, 3 in verses 6 and 13, he says, He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He spoke them then to them churches, and he is speaking those same words to the churches today. What is the point of all these sayings? It is like saying what is being said is very, very important. So you had better pay attention and listen. Are you listening? In school, we remember when a teacher says the same thing more than once, it is most likely going to be on the test. When a speaker repeats something a few times, an emphasis is being placed on something very important that we should listen and remember. We know that the Lord is our teacher. Jesus is repeating himself here. He knows man doesn't listen very well and must be told the same thing more than once. In Mark 4, starting in verse 23, we read, If any man hath ears to hear, let him hear. And he saith unto them, Take heed what ye hear. With what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you. And unto you that hear shall more be given. For he that hath, to him shall be given, and he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. This illustrates that Jesus had a problem that often exists today. Many people simply didn't listen to him, or don't listen carefully so as to try to understand completely and fully. Many today don't appreciate the importance of listening well. It concerned Jesus, and it should concern us today. So I believe it's appropriate to ask this morning, how well do you listen? There are three types of listeners that I'd like to briefly speak of, starting off here. And the first is the dull of hearing. Some of the early Christians were like this. In Hebrews, the 5th chapter, in verse 11, we read, Of whom we have many things to say, and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. Certainly we don't want to be that we're dull of hearing, but it's certainly a fact that many are dull of hearing. Those who are dull of hearing are slow to understand, tired of trying to understand the divine truths. Dull hearers make the preaching of the gospel difficult, and even those who have some faith or are in the church may be developing into being dull hearers and slow to continue to believe. They are slothful, lazy, and bored, and uninterested with the Word of God. The dull of hearing are those who are showed the road that they must get on for the race to obtain a heavenly crown in heaven. It is plainly explained to them. It is plainly shown to them how to proceed on that road and stay on that road, and the blessings to be obtained once that race is over. The dull of hearing make no exertions to get on that road to start the race, or even get back into the race if they should happen to quit running that race. Let us understand and remember that the race to heaven is the only race where everyone who finishes comes in first. When a person is dull of hearing, it is hard for others to explain things to them. the fault is not with the subject matter, nor the presenter of that message, but with the listener. Let us remember that as we are gathered together in one assembly, like the tribe of Israel were, they are all gathered together, young and old, male and female, and even the strangers at the gate. When Moses preached and taught to them all in one assembly, they were encouraged to hear his word. And certainly as we are gathered together in the church today, that when we actively listen to what is being spoken in the services, it is an act of worship, and that we should remember that and listen attentively. Isaiah wrote of such people, the dull of hearing, and then Jesus applied it to many in his day. We read in Matthew, the 13th chapter, verses 13 through 15. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. People are this way because they are dull of heart. This prevents them from understanding God's truth, turning from sin towards God, and being healed or saved by God Himself. Who would want to be this type of listener? A second type of listener are those that have itching ears. We've heard the expression before. Paul describes these types of individuals in 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, verses 3 and 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. Those with itching ears start off on the right track, but then allow the things of this world to distract them. Someone comes along speaking something new and different, and makes them feel good. They only want to listen that which is pleasing, so they don't like sound doctrine, which often requires the kind of preaching mentioned in 2 Timothy 4 and 2. You know the kind, you've heard it before, the one that is instant, in season, out of season, the preaching that rebukes, reproves, and exhorts. They don't like the preaching that condemns them or proves or shows them as dirty sinners, so they move on. They leave the truth and they follow someone speaking lies. They will find the teachers they want. They continue to look for them, ones that make them feel good inside. Many today are often afflicted with this hearing problem. They only hear what they want to hear, things that praise them. Some sway and bend in the wind with their faith. They believe every new thing that is said, everything that comes their way. But we are warned of this type of behavior. Are you listening? In Ephesians 4 and 14, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. We know that Satan is the great deceiver. He's always used cunning, crafty type methods to cause the children of the Lord to turn their back on him, and he continues to try to do so today. In Colossians 2 and 4, and this I say, lest any man shall beguile you with enticing words. That is, that any man should tempt you with appealing or attractive words. Certainly the devil uses appealing and attractive bait to lure us away from the truth, and we should be careful with what we hear and who we hear it from. Colossians 2 and 8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. If we listen attentively to the Word of God, we will strengthen ourselves, we will strengthen our hearts and our minds, we will gain godly wisdom, especially if we pray for those wonderful things, and they are only found by reading and studying and contemplating and meditating upon the Word of God. Next, there are those who hear with a noble and a good heart. Jesus speaks of these in Luke the 8th chapter in verse 15. But that on the good ground are they, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. The persons called the good ground here in this text are filled with the power and influence of God, and therefore continue to bring forth good fruit. They basically persevere in righteousness, and that's exactly what we should be doing. The Bereans were listeners of this kind. In Acts, the 17th chapter, verse 11, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so. They received the word. They listened attentively and respectfully to the gospel of Jesus Christ. They did not reject it or spurn it as unworthy of examination. They exercised readiness of mind, a great willingness to hear the gospel. And when they finished hearing it, they daily searched the Scriptures for the purpose of understanding and obeying them. This is evidence of true dignity. They handled the Word of God properly. The Bereans not only heard it without prejudice, but with eager interest, just as we should, in an honest and good heart. They had a sincere desire to be taught right, to be taught the truth. The great sin of the Jews was a refusal to patiently examine the claims of the gospel. It was because of their traditions that they fell into error. They passionately and aggressively resisted every effort made by Jesus and the apostles to give them the light, to show them the truth, and to expose their errors. They put up a blind ear to what Jesus and the apostles were speaking. The Bereans were fair-minded. They were willing to give Paul a fair hearing. It showed in how they meekly and humbly received and listened to the word with all readiness of mind. This is the kind of listener that we all should be. But why is it so important to be this kind of listener? There are several reasons. Are you listening? The importance of good listening. Good listening, first of all, is essential to being blessed. For those willing to listen properly, there are wonderful things to learn. In the Holy Scriptures, there's wonderful treasures, all the blessings that we find in Jesus Christ, and certainly we're not going to be privy of those unless we read and listen and hear the Word of God. In Matthew, the 13th chapter, verses 16 and 17, the Bible says, "But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear and have not heard them." Many prophets and people in the Old Testament understood the prophecies that pointed to Jesus Christ and spoke of the wonderful hope and salvation found in Jesus Christ, in the wonderful kingdom that he has set up here upon the earth, his church, the one that he shed his blood for and died for on the cross of Calvary. We are so privileged to be living in an era to be able to hold the New Testament, hold the Bible, but especially the New Testament in our hands, the wonderful words of life, the perfect law of liberty that Jesus came here to give man, to show him the way to salvation. We are so privileged to be able to own such a book and to have it in our homes and to read it at our leisure and study it when we can, when we have the opportunity, because there were many, many that desired to have that same privilege. And of course, they died in faith. Hebrews 11 chapter and verse 13 says, but they never had the opportunity. In verse 13 of Hebrews 11, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth." There are many wonderful things pertaining to the blessings, but we only find them in Jesus Christ. In Ephesians, the 1st chapter and verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." We miss out on these blessings if we do not carefully listen. It's our duty to read and study the Word of God, to continue to learn the great will of God, We could not pin down the great will of God in a few sentences or a few paragraphs. It's our duty as Christians to study the Word and learn it, and to learn more of God's will for us to strengthen ourselves here while we live on this earth, hoping to make heaven one day. Next, good listening is essential to saving faith. If we are dull of hearers or we have itchy ears, certainly the faith that we once obtained will slip away and fade. Continuing to be a good listener to the Word of God, and I'm not talking just specifically about audibly hearing a speaker teach the Word of God. We certainly hear the Word of God when we read the Word ourselves at home, whether we read it out loud or read it silently. We all have, in one way or another, the ability to hear the Word of God, and we should use it. God has designed that we be saved through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. In Romans, the first chapter, verses 16 and 17, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Such faith comes from proclaiming the gospel, often listening to a preacher or a teacher. In Romans, the 10th chapter, in verse 14, "How then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?" In Romans 10 and 17, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." So we find here that hearing is extremely essential as a starting point if we wish to learn the truth, to learn the way of salvation, to learn what we must do to be saved, what we must do to remain saved, what the things that we must continue to do in this life to strengthen our faith, to strengthen our love for Christ. And certainly we must give heed to the importance of attentively listening when the Word of God is being taught. You will only get out of it what you put into it. The more sincere and earnest attention that you give to the Lord's Word, the more knowledge will be given back to you. If man doesn't improve his opportunities to obtain the great divine knowledge and prepare for the purity and bliss of heaven, these opportunities will one day cease, and they will be left in endless darkness and woe. Man certainly can gain faith through reading God's Word. It's the only place that man is directed to obtain that faith. We should consider the Word of God precious and hold it dear to our hearts, and always involve our time, put our time into reading it and studying it. In John, the 20th chapter, verses 30 and 31, we find, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name." One reason faith is often lacking is because people simply are not good listeners. They miss out on the evidence in God's Word, which of course produces faith. We must ask ourselves this question: does our listening hinder the development of our faith? Good listening is also essential to bearing fruit. We know that Jesus on many occasions commanded us that we must bear fruit and continue to bear fruit. That is because bearing fruit comes from understanding the grace of God. There's no way that we're going to bear fruit unless we read the Word of God and find the things that we must do and how we should act as Christians and the things that we must do. One of them, of course, is to preach Christ crucified. That is done in a public assembly. It is also done as individuals whenever we have the opportunity to tell someone about the truth of the gospel. Certainly, we can't do that if we're not prepared. One must always be prepared, so when that opportunity comes, we can tell others about Jesus Christ and the wonderful plan of salvation that he's laid down for man to obey. In Colossians, the first chapter, in verse 5, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you, as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit, as it doth also in you since the day ye heard it, and knew the grace of God in truth. Only by listening well can we understand God's grace, and be thus motivated to bear fruit to His glory. Good listening is also essential to preventing apostasy. We know that the apostles were very nervous about leaving this life. They warned the early church in many ways about being careful about those after they had left of coming in from the outside, those that would arise from within the faithful churches that would be begin speaking things that were contrary to what they had said. He warned them of those that would speak things that were contrary to the doctrine of Christ that those apostles themselves brought the early church. There is definitely a real danger of drifting from the church and by neglecting so great a salvation that the Bible says. In Hebrews, the second chapter, verses 1 and 3, therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? The only solution is to give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard. We must listen. We must listen attentively. Poor listening is often the first step to apostasy. Good listening is also essential to avoiding rejection and condemnation. If we do not listen as we should, we are judging ourselves unworthy of eternal life. Many of the Jews did not listen, and they judged themselves unworthy of eternal life. We find that in Acts, the 13th chapter, starting in the 44th verse. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. And when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed, and the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. I imagine that when the word was finally written down, where people had copies of it, it certainly pleased the people to have such a publication. Certainly they treasured it and read it, and they probably worn the pages out and had to amend them on many, many occasions for their constant use by reading the word that they had. Certainly it behooves us to listen well when we read the word or when we hear it, so we are found worthy in the end, that we've did our best to hear His Word and apply the wonderful concepts in the Word of God into our hearts and into our lives so we can live this life here upon this earth as faithful Christians. In John, the 5th chapter, in verse 24, Jesus says another famous saying, verily, verily, I say unto you. He uses that expression many, many times. Truly, truly, I say unto you. He's using this terminology to express the very importance of what he's about to say, that it is very, very true. It will certainly, certainly happen. And he goes on in verse 24, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. again, the Lord uses many, or the Lord expresses the need to hear His Word, to hear Him, to hear the doctrine that He spoke. On many occasions we are told to hear the doctrine of Jesus Christ spoken to by the apostles. The point being that we must hear. It is important to hear, and we should never be dull of hearing or lazy to hear. We should be attentive listeners each time the Word of God comes our way. Hopefully we appreciate the wonderful opportunities we have to be able to listen to God's Word and the importance of good listening. When we assemble here on the Lord's Day, we should be actively wanting to hear the Word. Certainly the Jews, when they were in the wilderness and when they were obedient at times, they longed to hear the Word of God. It should be in our hearts to long to hear the Word of God, to hear it spoken here, as well as when we read it at home. And let us remember that good listening is certainly an act of worship. If our minds are on other things, or the things of this world, we're not listening to the Word of God. We are not attentively listening to the things that God would want us and have us to do, and certainly we will be lost. How you listen to God's Word being read or preached is as much an indication of your devotion to God as you pray or as you sing. So when we have the opportunities to listen, we should do it with a worshipful attitude. We should listen with faith. We should listen with a willingness to accept and believe what is shown in God's Word. In 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, in verse 16, we are admonished, "Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine, continue in them, for in doing this thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee." Let us be hearers with a noble heart and a good mind. Let us be good listeners so God will bless us, so we will develop a saving faith, so we will continue to bear good fruit. Let us be attentive listeners so we can prevent apostasy within our own lives and avoid rejection and condemnation on Judgment Day. Certainly the Lord Jesus Christ wanted men to listen. His Father wanted men to hear Him and listen to Him. It is our duty as faithful Christians to be an active and good listener. And it is an item of worship that we enjoy and have the privilege of being here. There were many in the past just wished that they could have seen Jesus, wished that they could have heard Him speak, or even read the New Testament scriptures, the wonderful things and the blessings that are found in the New Testament. But they lived in a period before that time. We are very privileged to live in a time where, again, we have a copy of the New Testament in our homes, and that we can study it and meditate it each and every day. The Lord said that we must hear His Word, we must believe it, we must repent of our sins, confess Him before men, and be baptized for the remission of sins. That is my lesson for this morning. Hopefully you've gained something to remember in your life as you leave this place. The lesson here is yours. If there be one this morning subject that need the services of the church, won't you come as we stand and as we sing?